past week we've been talking about the sugya here in Sukkah, that Lamed Amud Aleph, going on to the Amud Beis. Rav Huna was telling the Avankari that they should be very careful when they buy Osa, when they buy Hadassim from the Goyim, that the Goyim should cut the Hadassim off the karka. They shouldn't cut it themselves. Why not? The Gemara says, Kastam Akam Gazlonei Arasaninu, that we assume that the Akum steal karka, the karka in an exelus, and there's no din gzela in the karka. So the problem is, the gzela is going to be chal biyad the avankari. If the avankari themselves are going to cut the hadasim off the karka, then they're the gazlonim. So if they're the gazlonim, then it's going to be a problem, because if the yush is going to occur biyodon, the yush occurs in the hands of the gazlonim, then they're not going to be kone these hadasim, because the Gemara is assuming that you're not kone biyush kedi, you're only going to be kone with yush and shini rishus. So since the Shini Rishus is not in the hands of the Avankari, then they're not going to be Yotze the Mitzvah. Since we know on Yom Tov Rishon, the Dalamin have to be Lachem. So they're not going to be Kona the Dalamin, and they won't be Kona these Hadassim, so they're not going to be Yotze the Mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. So better for the Gazlonim, for the Akum, to cut it off the ground, and then you, Avankari, will buy it from the Akum, Lokach is Kona the Yush and Shini Rishus, so then it will be Lachem. And then you'll be able to be Yotze. That's what the Gemara says. That the focus of the statement, Rav Huna's statement, is for the Avankari themselves. For us, we're not concerned. For us, we'll have a Yush and Shini Rishus, so everything will be fine. But for the Avankari, we're concerned that if they cut it off, then the Yush will be Biyad, then they won't be able to be Kona. So therefore, they're not gonna be Yotze. So Rashi actually embellishes this, and he gives two interpretations to Gemara. That's the long Rashi in the Ramaschal de Karka. Rashi says Rav Huna's problem for the Avankari was one of two possibilities. I've really only explained the Gemara according to the first Pshat in Rashi. First Pshat in Rashi is that we hold that Yish Kedi is lo koni. Yish by itself is not going to be kone. So the Avankari are not going to be kone. The problem is one of lochem, that they won't own the hadasim. It's only going to be a Yish and Shini Rishus. So therefore, Rav Huna tells the Avankari that they shouldn't cut it off, so that they'll have the Yish and Shini Rishus. It'll be lochem. That's the one problem. Inami says, Rashi Kone, even if you'll say that Yush is Kone for the Gazlan, why should Yush be Kone for the Gazlan? Why should it not? What's the back and forth that we spent many, many days on, right? The Gemara Bava Kama says, it's Bisur Asaliyode, that Yush Minatora might not be Kone for the Gazlan because it's Bisur Asaliyode, which we showed with some machlokas we've shown him. Tosin Bava Kama says that Karnes Chayev Ashova, since the Chayev Ashova already kicked in before the Yush occurred, so he's not going to be kone even the object. And the Ramban says, since he was gorer of the Yush, he caused the Bailan to be misyayish because he was the one who stole it, so the Yush is not going to be kone for him. So if Yush Kedi is lo kone, the only way to be kone is with the Shini Rishus as well. So that's going to be a problem, that if the Avankari cut off the Hadassim from the Karka, then they're not going to be kone, because Yush alone is not going to work. It won't be lochem. The Nami says, Rashi kone, even if you'll say that Yush Kedi is kone, it's kone for the Gazlan, despite Bisuras Liyadi, nevertheless the Yush can be kone, mitzvah haba bavera havi. Still a mitzvah haba bavera, so they're not going to be Yotze. So these are two pshatim in Rashi, that either the problem Rav Huna was addressing is that it's not going to be lochem at all, because they're not going to be kone. Or even if you'll say Yush is going to be kone, it's the mitzvah haba bavera, so they're not going to be Yotze the mitzvah, even though it is lochem. Two different approaches to the Gemara. Okay? So we just pointed out that the second pshat in Rashi seems to go with the Rabbeinu Tam. Mentioned a machlokas Rabbeinu Tam in Bava Kama and Autosis and Aflamed, the Re in Bava Kama. Big machlokas we've shown, and what's the din if a person is kone the gzela before the Zman HaMitzvah, before the Hakdosha by Karban, or before the Zman HaMitzvah by Dalet Minim? Is it a mitzvah haba bavera anyway? Or do we say no, that once he's kone, the soul of mitzvah haba bavera falls away? The Rabbeinu Tam says it's still there, that even if you hold Yish Kedi as Kani, it's going to be a mitzvah haba bavera anyway, because the Shem Gozel is still in the Chepts, as we explained. And the Re, and Hawatosis claim, no, that it's not a mitzvah haba bavera once you're Kona before the Zman HaMitzvah. Right? The Psula mitzvah haba bavera is only if the Avera enabled the mitzvah, and the Avera is continuing even B'Shas HaMitzvah. Right? If B'Shas HaMitzvah, at the time of the Hakadosho, or at the time of the Shas HaMitzvah of Dalet Minim, if the Avera is continuing, the Avera, if the Mitzvah somehow misayeh with the Avera, because the Avera is continuing, it started before, but it's continuing B'Shas HaMitzvah, that's a mitzvah haba bavera according to Tosfos. But if you've been kone beforehand, then the Avera is not continuing B'Shas HaMitzvah, it's not a mitzvah haba bavera. So that was the machlokah. So we said, what is Rashi saying here? Rashi says, Inami kone, even if Yush is kone, it's a mitzvah haba bavera anyway. So who's that going with? Doesn't sound like it's going with the Ri and with Tosus and Laflamid. Because the Ri and Tosus and Laflamid would say that since the Kinyan occurred before this Mana Mitzvah, it's not a Mitzvah Abba Baver. Rashi seems to be going with the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's, even if it is Lochem, even if it is yours, your Kona before this Mana Mitzvah, it's still a Mitzvah Abba Baver. So that's working with the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? So these are the two Pshatim in Rashi, that either the concern is that it's not going to be Lochem, because the Gazlan can't be Kona B'Yush alone, it's B'Yisura Saliyodeh. But we could be Kona B'Yush Mishin Yerushus, but the Gazlan themselves would not be able to. So if the Avagri cut off, is going to be a problem for them. Even if you'll say that Yush can be Kona for the Gazlan, it's still a Mitzvah Habba B'Avera. So although it's Lochem, they still won't be owed to the Mitzvah, because it's a Mitzvah Habba B'Avera. So now the Gemara continues. In fact, the Gemara, why was Rav Huna bothered? He was concerned for the Avankari, that if they're the ones who are going to cut the Hadassim off the ground, it'll be a problem. Let them be Kona B'Shini Maisa. Lulav Tzorach Eged, they're going to make an Eged in a Lulav, so they're changing something. It's a Shini Maisa, they're doing an act to the Chefza. Shini Maisa is Kona by Igzela. So what should be the problem? That's the Kash of the Gimel. What should be the problem? V'Likniyu B'Shini Maisa. So Dr. Gemara, Kasava, Lulav Ein Tzorach Eged, we pass like the Chachamim B'Rav Yehuda that Lulav Ein Tzorach Eged. So there is no Shini Maisa, you're not going to do the Eged. V'Im Timtzilom, Lulav Tzorach Eged, Shini Hachoze L'Briyasohu, V'Shini Hachoze L'Briyasoh, Loshme Shini. Dr. Gemara, even if you'll say Lulav is Tzorach Eged, it's a Shini Hachoze L'Briyasohu, it's reversible, so to speak. You can change the Shini back, even though you're changing the Chefza, but it can be, it can be chozel lebiyasa. It can go back to its original form, and shinui chozel lebiyasa is not a shinui. So that's why shinui ma'is is not going to be a good shinui over here. So whether you hold lulav ein tzarach eged or you hold lulav tzarach eged, this shinui ma'is is not significant. All right, if you hold lulav ein tzarach eged, it's doch not a shinui at all. If you hold lulav tzarach eged, it's a shinui, it's shinui chozel lebiyasa, and shinui chozel lebiyasa is lo shmei shinui. That's why it's not going to be a shinui. Practically, in marvel, liknuyu b'shinui Hashem. Why need a shinui ma'is? Bikona b'shini Hashem, meikor havelei osav ashto hoshana. No, meikor nami lo osav hoshana karulei. Says the Gemara, we also call an osav hoshana in the beginning, so it's not a shini Hashem. So we don't have shini ma'is, we don't have shini Hashem. So that's why Rav Huna thought it would be a problem, because shini ma'is and shini Hashem are not going to help you. So comes the Marsha and asks, let's plug this kasha of shini ma'is and shini Hashem into the Rashi, right? Rashi had two problems, two understandings of the problem that Rav Huna was addressing. That either if Yiyush is not going to be Kona for the Avankari without Shini Rishus, it's not going to be Lochem, and that's why they won't be able to be Otsu the Mitzvah. Or, even if Yiyush Kedi is Koni, it's a Mitzvah Haba Bavera, so even though it's Lochem, they still won't be Otsu the Mitzvah. So if you hold like the first Pshat in Rashi, then we understand the Hemshech of the Gemara. The problem is one of Lochem, that Yush is not going to be Kona for the Gazlan. You only have Shini Rishus in the hands of the Lokeach. So then we understand the problem, that the Avakri are not going to be able to be Kona, be Yush alone. So now the Gemara is, but you have something else to be Kona. You have a Shini Maisa, you have a Shini Hashem, so what's the problem? So that's if you hold like the first Pshat in Rashi. But if you hold like the second Pshat in Rashi, that Lochem wasn't an issue, Rav Huna was positing that perhaps Yush Kedi could be Kona, nevertheless it's Docha Mitzvah, Baba Veira, and that's why they're not going to be owed to the Mitzvah, not because of Lochem. So what did Shini Maisa help you? Kinyan is not the issue over here. The Kona be Yush alone. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? V'likniyu b'Shini Maisa, v'likniyu b'Shini Hashem. The Gemara has to answer, somehow it's not a Shini Maisa, it's not a Shini Hashem. What's the Kasha to begin with? Right? How is Shini Maisa going to help you? If the problem is it's Docha Mitzvah Haba Baveira, despite the fact that you've already been Kona. Because Rashi is learning like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Psalm Mitzvah Haba Baveira applies even after Kinyan, because the Chefetz Agoz, Shem Chefetz Agoz is still there. So then what's the Kasha of the Gemara? How is Shini Maisa going to help you? How is Shini Maisa going to help you? That's the Kasha of the Marsha. The Marsha just points out that the second Pshat in Rashi is not like Tosus on the Aflamet, Tosus on the Yom and Aleph. That's what we just said. Like Tosus on the Yom and Aleph is working with the Ri, that the Psula Mitzvah Baba Ver doesn't apply once you're Kona. So clearly Rashi in the second day is not holding like that. He's saying even if Yish is Kona, it's still a Mitzvah Baba Ver. So the Marsha just is Mavliya that he just points out that Rashi in the second day is not going like Taisus and the Ri. So the problem is, according to Rashi in the second day, we don't understand what's the kasha of the Gemara. How is Shini Maisin? Shini Hashem going to help you? It's Vaha Mitzvah, Habav Avera anyway. Even if you're Kona, it still should be a problem. Even if it's Lachem, it's Vaha Mitzvah, Habav Avera, so you shouldn't be able to be Yotz of the Mitzvah. That's the Marsha's kasha. What is the Marsha answer? What is the Marsha answer? What's the answer to this kasha? Marsha has a very cryptic comment. And he says, Perish Rashi, the Ramasa Lakarka, Einan Exelis, Vinami Koni Mitzvah Babavera, Perish, the Beshoshiach Bechuahim Gozlan, the Ozias Kilu Litnos Beshinoi, Beyush, I'm sure, Beyush, the Havale Mitzvah Babavera. Okay. Beshoshiach Bechuah, they're going to be Gozel, then they'll begin to be Kona Beyush, and that's a Mitzvah Babavera. Says the Marshav, Lo Tikshilocha de Porech Vilikniua Beshinoi Maisa Beshinoi Hashem. And that's his whole kasha. We just explained the whole kasha, but that's what the Marsha is saying. That if Rashi in the second day is saying the problem here is a mitzvah habav avera problem, it's not a kinyan problem, it's not a lochem problem, it's a mitzvah habav avera problem, so then what's the kasha of the Gemara? So what did you conate? It's still going to be mitzvah habav avera. To Zok the Marsha, the afim heim yachtechu aviyu gozlim lohavi mitzvah habav avera. Even though the Avakri are going to be Gozel, it's not a mitzvah above Aver if you'll have Shini Mais and Shini Hashem. Why? After Kinyin Hayush Vada Yu Gozlim, become welcome, but Kinyin Shini Mais, Ve Hashem, Bagudah Shahakach, Lo Yu Gozlim. Kaven the Kvar Kana Uha Biyush Greda Bishas Gzela. What's the Marsha saying? He's saying, even if it's a mitzvah above Aver, Bishas Yush, because when they're Gozel, you're going to have the Yush. So the Kenyan is Messiah to the Aveir is Messiah to the Kenyan, right? The Aveir is Messiah to the Kenyan as a result of the Gazlonim, as a result of the Avankari cutting off the object, that's going to lead to the Yush. The Yush is going to create the Kenyan. So Rashi holds that the Psula Mitzvah Bab Aveir applies as long as the Aveir was Messiah to the Kenyan. That's the whole Chiddush of Rashi, that even though you're Kona before the Zman HaMitzvah, but if the Aveir is Misayer to the Kenyan, that's a Mitzvah HaBav Aveir, you're not going to be able to be Yotze. So that's a problem with the Kenyan of Yush. Right? The Aveir is Misayer to the Kenyan, it's helping the Kenyan out, it's completing the Kenyan, because now as a result of the Maisig Zela, that's going to cause the violence of the Misayash, and that's Misayer to the Kenyan. So it's going to be a problem to use that chefta for the mitzvah. The fact the Gemara of Likniyu b'shinei Maisa, even though you've already been kona b'shiyush, if you have another kinyan, says the Marsha, if you'll have another Maisa kinyan, even though you don't need that kinyan, you've already been kona, but if you have another Maisa kinyan, and the Avera is not going to be Maseya, the second Maisa kinyan, because the Avera is over, right? The Avera was Maseya, the first kinyan, but the Shini Maisa, the Avera is not Maseya, the Shini Maisa or the Shini Hashem. Right, the Shini Mais and the Shini Hashem occur later, not as a result of the Aver. So Zok the Marsha, the Kasha of the Gemara is V'lekniyu b'Shini Mais v'Shini Hashem. Since you had the Kenyan and the Aver was Messiah, the first Kenyan, but now you have a Kenyan Acha Kenyan, you have a second Kenyan. Psul of Mitzvah Bab Aver won't apply. The Din of Mitzvah Bab Aver means that if your Aver is Messiah, the Kenyan, you need a Kenyan for the Mitzvah. Right? That's the point of departure. You need the Kenyan for the Mitzvah. It has to be Lachem to be Yotze the Mitzvah. So if the Aver is Messiah, the Kenyan, it's Dacha Mitzvah Bab Avera, because the Aver is enabling the Mitzvah, since that's making it Lachem. So that's going to be a problem. In fact, the Gemara, if I have a Kenyan Acharkach, I have a Kenyan Acharkenyan, my second Kenyan of Shini Maisa and Shini Hashem, that the Aver is not Messiah, because I have already been Kona B'Yush, so now I have this second Kenyan. So once I have this second Kenyan, the Psula of Mitzvah HaBav Aver is going to fall away. It's going to fall away. Because the Psula of Mitzvah HaBav Aver only applies if the Aver was actually Messiah, the Kenyan, to enable me to be able to be Yotze the Mitzvah. But the second Kenyan is not enabled by the Aver. It's completely separate. It's completely independent. If it's completely independent, the Aver was not Messiah, the Kenyan. It's not a Mitzvah HaBav Aver any longer, because I have this second Kenyan that was not enabled by the Aver. The Chiddush of the Marsha is that he assumes that you can have this Kenyan achar Kenyan. And you could have said that once I'm Kona Be'ish, what's the Maisa, what's the Shini Maisa, the Shini Hashem doing? I don't have to be Kona double. The Marsha is saying that even though I don't need the second Kinyan to be Kona Mitzad Dinei Mamanis, but I need it to remove the Psul of Mitzvah Habah Bavera Fidal and Minim. So it's relevant, and it can be Chal. I can have a second Kinyan. The Aver is not going to be Messiah in that first Kenyan, because the Aver is over. It was already Messiah in the first Kenyan, and belongs to the Gazlan completely. So now that he has a Shini Mais and a Shini Hashem, which is another Mais Kenyan, so to speak, the Psula Mitzvah Habab Aver is going to fall away, because the Aver is not being Messiah in the second Mais Kenyan that I'm doing. So the Psula Mitzvah Habab Aver will not apply any longer. Let's have another Shazlan. Yes?
But is Shinoi Maisa a Kenyan on its own without... Like,
so that's it. That's very important. Rebbe Chanan was saying that the way Shini Maisa works is that he removes the Chiyav Hashava, and now the original Kinyanim are going to kick in. From the Marsha, you get the impression that Shini Maisa might be some kind of an independent Kinyan. Right? That's what you're referring to? That's what it sounds like from the Marsha. It's really against everything we've been saying till now. Now, he seems to be saying that Shini Maisa functions as an independent type of Kinyan. So it functions as an independent type of Kinyan, so... Even though you've already been kona the object, this is a new Maisa Kenyan. So if this is a new Maisa Kenyan, Psula Mitzvah Bababer won't apply anymore, because I have a new Kenyan, right, which wasn't affected by the Avera, so it's not a Mitzvah Hababer anymore. Yeah.
What about Shina Rishus? That's a Kenyan? Just Shina Rishus on its own? How is that going to be the Mitzvah Bababer?
You're saying the first crowd in Rashi. Right? If you go with the first pound in Rashi, Rashi's assuming it's not a mitzvah of Aver, even according to the first pound, right? In the first pound, he's saying it's not lochem. The problem for the Gazlan is that it's lochem, right? But for the lokeach, since you have Yush and Shini Rishus, so then it is lochem, it's not a mitzvah of Aver either. The answer probably is that the Shini Rishus means that the one who is kona from the Gazlan didn't do an Aver. He didn't really do an Aver, he didn't do a Maisik Zeil. So it's not a mitzvah of Aver for him. So that's why it's going to be kosh. That's the chorah, the pshat, and the marsha. Very big chiddush. The marsha is saying that you can have a kinyan achar kinyan, even if mitzvah b'avera is a problem with the first kinyan, because the avera is enabling the kinyan to come to fruition. The avera is helping the kinyan. The avera is causing the yush. So you have the kinyan and the avera linked together. But that's only in the first kinyan. But once I was kona already, the avera is over. So the second kinyan is not related to the avera. So it's not a mitzvah b'aver as long as they have a second kinyan, as long as they have that Shini Mais. The Pnei Yoshua gives a different answer to the Rashi. And this relates back to what we keep on talking about, that it would seem as though Rav Huna was not afraid of the Issa Gezel. He's only talking about whether you're going to be Kona the Dalaminim or not. This is a pretty basic question to the whole sugya. Rav Huna tells the Avankari that they shouldn't cut the Hadassim from the ground, because if they cut it and they're the Gazlan, and then somehow it's going to be a problem and not going to be Yotze the Mitzvah. So we keep on asking, what's he so concerned about being Yotze the Mitzvah? If you're afraid that Stam Akam Gazlone Arison in who, so then it could be that the Avankri are violating an Issa Gezel. It's a Safa Gezel. Why isn't he concerned about the Issa Gezel? He's always talking about the Mitzvah, not talking about the Gezel. That's the Pnei Yoshua's Kasha. He says, it's a Pella. Rav Huna never talks about the Issa Gezel. Why doesn't he talk about the Issa Gezel? But he says these two kashas can answer each other. We have two kashas, right? First of all, according to the second day in Rashi, if the problem is a mitzvah b'avera, it's a problem. Rav Huna was bothered that it'll be a mitzvah b'avera for the Avankari, even if they're going to be Yush, it's still a mitzvah b'avera, they won't be able to be Yotze the mitzvah. So if that's the case, then what's the kasha of the Gemara that v'likniyu b'shini maiso v'shini Hashem? It's a mitzvah b'avera anyway, even if they're going to be shini. So what did the Gemara ask? That's kasha number one. Dr. Pnei Yoshua, we can answer that kasha with another kasha. The other kasha is, why is Rav Huna only concerned about the Avankri being yotze to the mitzvah? Let him be concerned about the more basic issue, that it's dachan isek zela. Dr. Pnei Yoshua, tremendous chiddush. He says, when the Gemara sets forth that stam akam gazlonei arison inhu, it's not saying that it's a vada. It's not saying that al pi rov, most akam that own karka or gazlonim, they steal karka. That's not what it means. It's really just the miyuta. It's a minority of the akum. In fact, he goes even further. The lashon of the Pnei Yoshua is it's a miyuta de miyuta. It's a miyuta de miyuta. It's a small minority of people, small minority of akum who own karka that are gazlonim. Nogda Pnei Yeshua. So what's Rav Huna concerned about? It's only a miyuta the miyuta. So chances are this Akum is not a Goslin. And even if this Akum is a Goslin, who says that every karka that he owns is a karka gzula? Right, so it's very unlikely that the karka that we're talking about, that the Avankri are cutting Hadassim from, is really a karka gzula. Because first of all, who says that this Akum is a Goslin? Who says he stole any karka? It's only a miyuta the miyuta that the Goslanim steal karka. So who says he's a Goslin? And even if he is a Goslin, who says that this particular karka is a karka that he actually stole? So what's he concerned about? Rav Huna tells the Avakri, don't cut the Hadassim off the karka. What's he so concerned about? The answer is, it's just a chashosha ba'alma. It's mamash a chashash rochok, the Pnei Yeshua says. It really was just a suffix, yes, and it's a chashash rochok. What was he concerned about? He was concerned, it's a chumra ba'alma, that maybe someone will come, maybe the Yisrael will come. He'll be ma'arer on the sada. He'll say, this is a sada gzula b'shusi. It was gzula, and I was never misiyayish on this karka. So it'll turn out l'mafreya, it's a bracha levatala, it's a mitzvah b'aveir, it's a bracha levatala. Ain't zem avarech ela minayitz, it'll turn out that the Avankri took the dalad minim, the iser, because the Yisrael was not misyayish on the karka, it's doch a mitzvah haba b'aveira, it's not even lachem, it's not yours, it's not his. It's a brach levatol if you make a brach on these dalad min. So it'll turn out lemafreh that he wasn't yotzei the mitzvah. That's the concern. But it's just a chumra ba'alma. Rav Huna's concern is just a chumra ba'alma because most akum are not going to steal karka. So we don't know if this akum is a gazlan. We don't even know if this particular karka he stole. So the whole thing is just a chumra ba'alma. Then what's the concern? That a Yisrael is going to come later and be ma'ar and say this is a karka gzul biyadi, and I wasn't misyayish on this karka. Right? He'll say, and I wasn't misyayish on the karka, so you had no right to it. That's the real concern. L'mafreya, right? Even l'manda omar that yish kedi is koni. Right? Even if you say that yish kedi is koni, we still have to treat it like a mitzvah haba b'aveira. Why? Because maybe the Yisrael will come and he'll be ma'arer. And he'll say that he wasn't misyayish on the karka. He wasn't misyayish on the karka. That's the Pnei Yeshua. So he says, if that's the whole chashash, then we can understand the kasha of the Gemara. First of all, we understand, we have an answer to the first kasha. We said, well, it doesn't make sense. Rav Huna is so concerned whether the Avankri are going to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Isn't he afraid of the Issek Zeila? No, he's not really afraid of the Issek Zeila because it's a chashash rochok. So he's not so concerned about the Issek Zeila per se. What he's afraid of is that they won't be Yotzei the Mitzvah. They don't have to be concerned about the Issek Zeila, but to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why put yourself into a situation that you might not be Yotzei the Mitzvah? That's more of his concern. Pella, why is that more of his concern? The stomach, they'll be Yotzei the Mitzvah, because in the stomach, nothing's going to be a problem. That's how the Pnei Yeshua explains that he's concerned about the mitzvah. The Issek Zeila, it's a chashash rachok, so he's not really concerned about that. But the mitzvah, he wants to make sure that they'll be yotzei the mitzvah completely, that it'll be lochem, and everything will be fine. So Zok the Pnei Yeshua, if that's the case, then we can answer the second kasha too, Marsha's kasha. What was the kasha? According to the second day in Rashi, Rashi holds that even if Yush is kani, still a mitzvah haba, b'aveira. So why is the Gemara asking for the Kniyu b'Shini Ma'isim b'Shini Hashem? What Shini Ma'isim b'Shini Hashem going to help me? It's still a mitzvah haba b'aveira. So Zok the Pnei Yeshua, but if the whole problem is that we're afraid l'mafreya, it'll turn out that the Bailim will never misyayish. The Yisrael will come and say, this is my karka, it was always my karka, this guy stole it from me, and I was never misyayish from the karka. So then it'll turn out that the Avankri will never kona the Hadassim, right? So that's a chashash when it comes to Yush, that the guy will say that I was never misyayish, it's not lochem, it's still mine. But when it comes to Shini Maisa, what's he going to say? L'mafrei, it'll turn out that this was never a Shini Maisa. What do you mean never a Shini Maisa? Shini Maisa is a physical fact. If you change the object, if it's a Shini Hashem in the object, the Shini Maisa, even if it is Gzeila, he's still going to be kovet. Right? By Shini Maisa and Shinui Hashem, even if there really was a Gzeila, he's still going to be kovet. By Yush, the kinyan of Yish is only going to work if the Bailam would taka misyayish. So if the Yisrael will come later and say, I wasn't misyayish, so then he's going to be kona. It'll turn out that the Avakri were not kona, but if he did a Shini Maisa, then even if it is a Gzela, he still will be kona. So that's the Kasha of the Gemara. Kasha of the Gemara is that even if you'll tell me that Yish alone is not going to work, either because it's not going to be Lachem or it's a mitzvah above Avera. Even if you'll tell me that the Yisrael might come and say that I wasn't Messiah and you were never Kona the Gzela, but Shine Hashem and Shine Maisa, he certainly should be Kona with that. So if he's certainly Kona with that, then it shouldn't be a problem. That was the Kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not going to be a Shine Hashem, it's not going to be a Shine Maisa. So that's why there's going to be a problem. Okay, that's how the Pnei Yeshua is learned. So it's interesting. The whole pshat of the Pnei Yeshua is built on the fact that Rav Huna wasn't really concerned about Gezel Mamash, just about Safek Gezel. Safek Gezel. It's not the lashon of the Gemara. Right? Stam Akum Gazlone Arasaninu. That sounds like stama. That means that it's a rove. Sounds like it's a rove. Not that it's a miuta. Doesn't sound like that. Big chiddush to say like that. Rav Huna was concerned about a miuta. It sounds like he was concerned about a rove. So the truth is, it's not the Pnei Yeshua's fault. The Rishonim also have this idea. The Ritva on the sugya has one day where he says beferish that the whole thing, the whole chashash, was a safek gezel. How many of you saw the Ritva? You saw the Ritva. Yeah. So the Ritva does say that. Right, what's the kash the Ritva is addressing? We keep on talking about Yush and Shini Rishus. Even if Yush is not coming for the Gazdan, Lokeach still gets it with Shini Rishus. But there's a basic question, right? Rav Huna is only concerned for the Avangri, but he's not concerned for the people who buy from the Avangri. Why not? There's an Issa to buy from the Gazdan. The Issa to buy from the Gazdan. Aye, but you'll be koneh with Shini Rishus. Shkoyach, you'll be koneh with the Eva with Shini Rishus. But there's an Issa lechatchila to do that. So what's the heter? Lechatchila will say that the Avankari, if the Avankari let the Goyim cut from the carcass, then there's no problem because then there'll be a Shini Rishus. But lechatchila, you're not supposed to do that. That's the kash of the Ritva. V'chita the mikol makom lechazi lemizbidim minayel lechatchila kein hechad lo kona lehu. If the Avankari are not going to be kona, lechatchila, it's inappropriate for someone to buy from the Avankari. Even though they'll be able to be kona in Dinei Mamonos with Yerush and Shini Rishus, but lechatchila, you're not supposed to do that. Talk to Ritva, no, that's not a problem. Ha, less, that's not a kasha. Chada, the misveikahu. First of all, the whole thing is only a suffix. But oh, the mistama me akum hu de gazli lo, the gezel akum kai gavna, the kulay al mashari. Secondly, this is only a gezel akum, a chashash of gezel akum. Mistama, these akum stole from a different akum. By gezel akum, this isa lechatchila doesn't apply. The Ritva has two different approaches over here. That either we're only talking about suffix gezel, so that issa lechatchila to buy the gezel from the gazlan is not going to be a problem if it's only besafek. It's not a bad day. And secondly, since we're only talking about gezel akum, so that issa doesn't apply. Right? So safek, the first teretz of the Ritva we get, if it's only a safek, so maybe that issa, it's only an issa to buy. It's an issa to buy from the gazlan, only if it's a vaday gezel. But if it's a safek, then it's more calm. But what's he saying about Gezel Akum? Well, Gezel Akum is also us, just like Gezel Yisro. There might not be a Chi of Hashava by Gezel Akum, he said, but there's an Isser. So if we treat the Lokeach as extending the Maisa Gezel, so how is it mutaf him to do that? So Lechor, what the Ritva is saying is like the Rambam. What's this Isser to buy from the Gazlan or from the Ganes? Rambam Menuchas Geneva says that the whole problem is to be machzik the hands of a bal aver. Right? That's the ganav. That's the Rambam Menuchas Geneva perik. Also, liknos ben aganav chayfet shegana v'avon gadol usharei machzik yidei ovrei avera v'gorim lo lignov genevas acheres. You're causing the ganav to feel that look, if I can sell my wares, then I'll steal more. It's like an issa derabbanan according to the Rambam. Right? You machzik yidei haganav. You're going to cause him to steal more. So the Sefer Avodas David wants to suggest that that's lechora the Ritva in the second pshat. That if the whole thing is just an issur derabbanan, it's not that the lokeach is involved in the maisa gzeila. It's like he's viewed as a gazlan if he's buying from the gazlan. So he's like part of the maisa gzeila. He's not part of the maisa gzeila. It's just an issur derabbanan that we don't want him to strengthen the ganav because that'll cause the ganav to steal more. So So it could be that Gezalakum is not as Chomer and Isser. Right? Once we see that the Torah is more Makel by Gezalakum, so maybe the Chachamim also were more Makel by Gezalakum. So this extra Isser to buy from the Gazlan will not apply. So it comes out that the Ritva learns one of two pshatim, that the Isser to buy from the Gazlan won't apply because it's only a Suffolk. The Isser doesn't apply here if it's only a Suffolk. And secondly, since the Chashash is really only Gezalakum, that's the Ritva Lishitasa, who assumed over here we're talking about Gezalakum, not about Gezal Yisrael. Even Gezalakum, and it's more likely that it's Gezalakum if we're talking in a place where it's Rov Akum. So therefore this special Isser to buy from the Gazlan will not apply in this case. These are the 2 days that the Ritva suggests to answer the Kasha. But the first day in the Ritva is like the Pnei Yoshua. He seems to assume Rav Huna's whole chashash over here is one of Safi Gezel. The Pnei Yoshua looks like a big chiddush, but if you look at the Ritva, Pnei Yoshua is not such a big chiddush. It's geboit in the Ritva. It's built on the Ritva. He doesn't quote the Ritva, but you see that some reinterpreted the Lashon of the Gemara. That Stam Akam Gazlone Arasaninu doesn't necessarily mean that we feel it's a rove. It's definitely going to happen. The whole thing is a chashash ba'alma. So the whole thing is a chashash ba'alma. What that might mean is that the Yisrael then is going to say that I didn't, I was not misyayish. Right? The whole thing is a sofek gezel. We don't even know that there's a gezel. So the whole problem is that we're afraid that it might be a gezel. So maybe we could take it one step further to say that the whole chashash is that the Yisrael will come later and say that I was not misyayish. So if I was not misyayish, then you weren't really kona. So that will only be true if there was only Yiyush. But by Shini Mais and Shini Hashem, since he actually was conned with the Shini Mais and Shini Hashem, so maybe that Chashash is not going to apply, and that's why the Gemara thought that it should be okay, it should work. Yes?
In general, if you have a concept of like Stam guy would be the Aish.
Stam normally means rove. The Pnei Yoshua is right. Reinterpreting Stam over here to mean something different. But so if the Pnei Yoshua was sitting alone, if he were the only person who would say it, I'd say it's a difficult pshat in the Gemara. But once you see that the Ritva in the first pshat has the second approach, the Pnei Yoshua is not such a far-fetched chashash. It's just that he extends it further. He doesn't just say that it's only a chashash ba'alma. The chashash ba'alma would answer the first kasha. Rav Huna wasn't concerned about the Issa Gezel. So the answer is only chashash ba'alma. The Pnei Yoshua takes it one step further. He says, what's this chashash? What are we saying? It's only a chashash ba'alma that it's stolen. So then maybe you could say that the chashash was that the Yisrael might come back and say that he was never Messiah-ish, and then it'll turn out that the Gazlan is not going to be able to be Kona, and he wasn't Yotzei the Mitzvah.
Even if he does, I'm asking, is it would that matter? Because the din is that Stam guy is Miyayish, and therefore...
No, that doesn't work. The Stam means... The Stam in the Gemara is that the Akum is going to be a Gazlan.
Right.
Stam Miyayish. Just because we follow a Stoma, just because we think we can follow a Stoma, if the Bailam come and say that they were not Miyayish, we don't say Batla Daitov. He says he wasn't Miyayish. He wasn't Miyayish. I think so. So then the Gzela will not be Chal. Yes?
So also according to the Pnei Yoshua, he's basically saying that we need the second Maisa to like reinforce the fact that maybe he wasn't necessarily Messiah-ish, the Baal.
The second Maisa? What do you mean by that?
The second Kinyan.
No. I don't think so. I think the Pnei Yoshua is saying that the Bailam can claim that they weren't Messiah-ish, but the Bailam can't claim that a Shini Maisa didn't occur.
Right.
A Shini Maisa is a physical fact, so if the person who has it, you know, if it's the Gazlan or if it's someone else, if there was a Shini Maisa, so then the original Bailam can't stop the Kinyan at that point. The Kinyan will occur willy-nilly whether the Bailam will Messiah or not, because Shini Maisa is a fact, it's a Metzias,
right.
That if the object is changed, so then the Gazlan or the person who buys from the Gazlan is going to be able to be Kona.
So I'm saying, going back to the first case where there was a Shini or a Shus, so let's say he wasn't Messiah, so now if I'm buying it, even if there was a Shini or a Shus, but there wasn't a Yayish, then why would that work?
You're saying Rav Huna is only concerned for the Avankari because the Bailam will come and say maybe they weren't Messiah-ish. So then even for the Lokeach from the Avankari, what's the Shini Rishus going to help? If it wasn't the Yiyush, so then how is the Shini Rishus going to help? And if we're afraid that the Bailam will come and say that they weren't Messiah-ish, so no one should be able to buy from the Avankari. The Shini Rishus is not going to work because it's not coming after the Yiyush. That's what you're saying, right?
I'm saying also, even in the first part of the Gemara, when even if the Goyim caught it, and then they give it to the Avon period.
Right.
So they're meaning it only works because there's a...
There's a Shini Rishus.
Yeah.
Right, so you're saying if the concern is that the Bailam will now come and say that there was no Yush, so then how is the Shini Rishus in the hands of the Avankari going to help?
Well, you're saying Shini Rishus is a Kenyan.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're saying that's what he must be assuming. Because if Shini Rishus is not a Kenyan, and the whole Chashash is that Yush is not going to be Kona. Uh-huh. I hear you. Yeah, Lachora. Because if Shini Rishus is not an independent Kenyan, so then how's it going to work? That's a good ha'ar. There is a third pshat in the sugya, which is the simplest pshat that we're going to get to tomorrow. You should be thinking already. Right? You should, based on everything we've said, there are some rishonim that we've quoted before, that you should be able to figure out a very simple pshat in this gemara. Again, the kasha that we had is specifically according to the second pshat in Rashi. If Rashi says that although Yush is Kona, it's still a mitzvah, Baba Vera, and you shouldn't be able to be out to the mitzvah, so why is Shini Mais and Shini Hashem going to change anything? So we've quoted Rishonim, who seem to interpret that Shini Mais is somewhat different. Look at the Piskei Rid. He echoes this sentiment. Look at the Piskei Rid, look back at some of the Rishonim, and we'll come full circle and finish the job tomorrow.